Last May, households in Pulaski, Richland, and Sandy Creek began finding more than the typical community shopper in their Saturday mail.
It looks like a newspaper. It doesn't look like a shopper. It's got a nice color presentation. You know, it's got local voices in it.
Palladium Times publisher John Spalding says they started the free weekly edition based on surveys showing a void in local news.
It's not like we started this product as, you know, if we build it, they will come. We asked people, what do you want, and we'll build it. And that was for both readers and advertisers.
The Pal Times Weekly has quickly expanded to Mexico, Mapleview, Parrish, Hastings, and rural parts of Oswego. Spalding says they're not competing with themselves because while the daily circulation is up 20%, they can't cost-effectively deliver a daily to many rural parts of the county.
All we're doing is providing them with a news product, you know, in an area that, you know, that they really wanted something. Now they're getting it for free. The only reason why it's free is because we have a strong advertising base that will support that.
Spalding says they intend to keep on expanding the free weekly as long as they see support from readers and advertisers. For WREO News, I'm Joyce Gramza.